Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing the broadcast at the top of the hour, 3 Central Time, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to be a part of the live broadcast, 844-322-2742. Of course, you can call that number anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. And if you're not hearing the live broadcast, if you're hearing a delayed broadcast, you still can record your question. We would love to address it on a future edition of Basic Gospel. But right now, it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We all experience pressure in life, pressure to conform to the ways of this world. That's just what it means to be a Christian in today's world, and that's what it's meant to be a Christian ever since Christ was here.
Yes.
Those who followed Christ feel pressure from the world to abandon faith, to jump ship, and to go back to the old way of life. The world is just going to make sure that we feel that pressure. And that's why Peter wrote his first letter, is to talk about that pressure, those trials that we experience in life. And he gives us some living hope, that we have hope in the midst of that. And that hope is a living hope. It comes through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have an eternal inheritance. We have something awaiting for us in heaven. And that's good news. And he gives us that truth so that we can stand up underneath those trials and tribulations, so that we can not give in, so that we don't have to give in to the pressure that's being exerted on us. And as a matter of fact, what Peter wants us to discover through those trials is just how precious our faith in Jesus really is. And that's what he says in verse 6 of the first chapter of 1 Peter. He says, "In this you rejoice." What? Well, we rejoice in the fact that we've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ. We rejoice in the fact that we have an eternal inheritance that's being protected, guarded for us, held for us in the heavenly places. We rejoice in that. Yeah. That's stuff worth rejoicing for, absolutely. And we rejoice in this, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So we have something in this relationship with Christ that is more precious than anything the world can throw our way, more precious than gold. And I think, you know, Peter picked that because, you know, of all metals, that's always been the standard, the gold standard. Yes. As being the most precious of them all. Well, we have something in this relationship with Christ that's more precious than gold. It's something that will endure any fire the world throws our way, and that's our faith in Jesus. Yeah. And we're going to find out through the trials and tribulations the genuineness of our faith. And as we do, we're going to see that it really is the most precious possession that we have, our faith in Jesus. And when the Lord is revealed, it's going to bring praise, glory, and honor from him to us and from us to him.
Yeah.
And boy, what a testimony that will be. What a legacy that will be. So are you going to experience trials and tribulations in life? Are you going to feel pressure from the world to conform to the ways of this world? Absolutely. Are you going to feel it in the workplace? Yes. Are you going to feel it at school? Yes. Are you going to feel it in college? Absolutely. Are you going to feel it from your friends at church? Yes, absolutely. There's so much that goes on within the church realm where we hold up a theology, and if you believe the theology exactly how we lay it out, then you're part of the in crowd. If you don't, you're part of the out crowd. And there's pressure to conform to these theologies, these neat little ways that we've come up to explain things. And we feel that. We sense that. Do we feel pressure from the social trends that are happening all around us, this moral decay that we see? You bet we do. We feel pressure from all fronts. That's just what it means to live in this world, especially as a believer. But what we're going to find out in those trials or tribulations, that we have something more precious than the world can offer. That's our faith in Jesus. That's our living hope that we have because of the resurrection. That's our eternal inheritance.
Yes.
So let's stand strong. Let's keep walking by faith in Jesus Christ. It's the best way of life that there is.
Absolutely. Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We'd love for you to really join us and pose a question at 844-322-2742. It is, of course, the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, and we are live if you're hearing the broadcast at that time. 844-322-2742, and we've been talking about this great new DVD series that we're producing, and Bob, you and Richard, of course, have been working on it. Richard, since you're an integral part of it, share a little bit about what this DVD series is all about.
Well, it's a very brief but impassioned overview of 1 Peter 1. And the beauty of it is, instead of diving down into, you know, what does this word mean and that word mean, we take a look at the whole structure of this letter and say, well, if you've got this living hope, now how does it apply?
Yeah.
And Peter goes through things like government and jobs and home life and just, you know, suffering and all of this. And he goes, without giving too much away, he goes back and forth between what is it that Christ has done for us and how do we apply that in this situation?
Yeah.
And now what has he done? What has Jesus done for us? And how does that apply in this situation? And how come we're more than conquerors, really, to borrow Paul's phrase?
Right.
I can't help but doing that. But Peter has got this nailed down, absolutely nailed down. And it's so amazing because it's Peter. Mm-hmm. Here's the guy who didn't have anything nailed down at the beginning.
Yeah.
All he could do was fall on his face. That he was good at that, and he did it well, and he did it often. Now he understands the gospel. Now he understands the power of Jesus Christ in his own life, and he wants us to get that power for ourselves.
Those are the things that Bob and Richard want to share with you, my friends, in this new DVD series called Your Living Hope. Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742, because it does come with your gift to Basic Gospel this month. We're going to send you a free copy, not a free copy, but a copy with your gift of Your Living Hope. So again, that's donate at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. We hope you'll take advantage of that today, because it is a wonderful, wonderful series being created even as we speak. Overnight, we had a call from David. Let's listen to that call right now.
Hi, Bob. My name is David, calling from Hawaii. I guess we're on different time zones here. But my question is, there's a movement going around, I guess, and I'm looking at scriptures on a Bible study with a friend who's telling me you can only be saved through the baptismal of water. Come to faith in Christ, and then it isn't until you're baptized that you are completely saved. Basically, he's using the arrival of the Holy Spirit, everything after Acts, basically. Every conversion after the apostles, the Holy Spirit falls upon the apostles, saying that every conversion after that is saved through baptismal. I just wondering what you folks have to say on that. And the other one was the thief on the cross. I brought that up. He said, well, what Jesus was on earth, he could save anybody because he was God. But once the church got established, continuing until now, it's only Savior salvation through belief, redemption, confession of sins, and baptismal in water. Can't have that without the baptismal. I'm just wondering what you folks have on that. Thank you very much. Aloha.
Well, David, thanks for asking that very important question, and it's certainly not a new movement. People have been teaching that you have to be baptized in water to be saved for a long time. There are several denominations that have built their entire denomination on that single belief. And it's not only that you have to be baptized in water, you have to be baptized in their water by their pastor. Otherwise, it's not official.
Yeah.
So if you had been baptized in another church in waters under the name of another denomination, it wouldn't hold up as far as they're concerned. But there's nowhere in the Word of God that says you must be baptized in water to be saved. As a matter of fact, the teaching is just the opposite. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul addresses that. He says, I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the house of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. So if baptism was a part of the equation, water baptism, Paul wouldn't be saying this. He wouldn't be writing this. As a matter of fact, he would be very proud of all of those he was able to dunk in the water. But he goes on to say, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, let the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. So the gospel is what saves, and that gospel message is the death of Jesus. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and then he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And then he appeared to Cephas and 500 and to James and to the Apostle Paul. So in all of that, we get the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ. Baptism is not a part of that story. Now, when we believe, when that grace of God hits our hearts and it engenders this response of faith inside of us, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit. So it is a spiritual baptism. We're identified with Christ in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That's the baptism that matters, that spiritual baptism. But that's something that the Holy Spirit does on our behalf. He places us into Christ. We were in Adam, and it's through this spiritual baptism that we're now placed in Christ, identified totally with Christ in all aspects of his work. Now, water baptism is that sacrament that we participate in to celebrate what Christ has already accomplished for us. So it's not a part of the salvation story, but it is a celebration of that salvation story. It's much like a birthday party.
Yes.
So we get to celebrate that. We get to celebrate that with other members of the body of Christ. And when we do, people rejoice along with us. And that's what water baptism is all about. But it is not a part of the gospel story. As soon as you add it to the gospel story, as soon as you say you must be baptized in water, you've taken away the work of Christ. And I love how David put his question, and he said the salvation is not complete until you go into water. Well, either Jesus saves completely or he doesn't.
Or he doesn't.
And if he doesn't save completely and we have to add to it, then why did Jesus have to do what he had to do? So
yeah, yeah.
I think we have to realize that water baptism is not a part of the gospel story. Let's not water it down, so to speak.
Yeah. I'd like to respond to one of the things his friend told him. It was that when Jesus was here, he could save people without baptism because he was God. But now that he's gone, now the church saves people by baptizing them. Well, it's wrong on two points. Jesus was fully God while here on earth, but he lived as a human in complete dependence upon the Father. Okay, so Jesus wouldn't save someone because I'm God. That's not how he lived his life. So that's an incorrect statement. And the other statement says if the church is responsible for people's salvation, then again, what is Jesus for? Mm-hmm. It's all Jesus or it's nothing at all. Our job as members of the body of Christ, as the church, is to be his body here on earth, represent him here on earth, and bring people to him. I mean, what a privilege. But the way a pastor of mine used to put it is, I'm not on that committee. I don't determine who's saved and who's not. I bring them to Jesus, and they deal with him personally, directly. In all cases, any focus like this takes away from Jesus and therefore is no gospel at all.
Right. Yeah. So, as he said, the thief on the cross, that was his last part of the question. What about the thief on the cross? I think that is evidence that water baptism isn't necessary.
By grace, through faith.
Through faith.
That's how he was
in
saved.
Jesus, period. End of story. And that is made so abundantly clear.
Yes.
Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever believes my words crosses over from death to life. He who has the Son has life. All of these wonderful passages really just stick to the fact that it's by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Let's stay right there. I think we're going to be A-okay.
David, thank you so much for your call and your question.
And aloha.
We appreciate it. Yes,
I'd
indeed.
Love that.
Indeed. Hope you'll keep listening and call again if you have further questions. Well, it's still the first half of the 3 o'clock hour. We'd love to hear from you, and you can speak with us live if you're hearing it at that time. 844-322-2742. The yet, of course, is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742. Anyone who makes a gift to Basic Gospel this month is going to receive a very special gift back from us. It's the brand new video series that Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer are producing, and Richard was talking about just a short while ago. It's called Your Living Hope, and it's produced to help you stand firmly in the grace of God, even under the intense pressures that you face to conform to the patterns of this world. We want you to have a copy of Your Living Hope. Just go online to basicgospel.net and click donate, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. So don't delay. Make your donation today and receive your copy of Your Living Hope, the new video teaching series from Basic Gospel. Again, donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. And keep in mind, friends, that PayPal is probably the best way to donate if you live outside the U.S. or Canada. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. And John 6:65 in the English Standard Version says, and he said, and of course the he is Jesus speaking, and he said, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. Tom from Menlo Park, California, would like an explanation of that verse.
Well, he's talking about who he is, and he's giving some really hard words to the disciples, and you know he's pointing out he's fed all these people. He says, "I'm the bread of life," and then you know they follow him, and Jesus says, "You're just following me because I fed your belly."
Yeah.
And I have something more. You need to eat of me. You need to eat of my flesh and eat of my body. And these were hard words. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying. And so many of them departed. Many of them left.
Yeah.
And Jesus asked his disciples, well, what about you? Are you going to stick around? And Peter said, well, where else would we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
And then he says, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father. Well, what's been granted by the Father is that anyone who calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. So if you're just looking to Jesus to be a miracle worker in your life, or just looking to Jesus for some of the goodies that he can bring into your life, then you're blinded to the real gift of the gospel, because the gift of the gospel is Jesus Christ himself. So these folks who were fed weren't necessarily interested in Jesus. They were just interested in food. And yes, anybody who fed them, they would have followed.
Mm-hmm.
But his disciples, they saw something different about Jesus. They were mesmerized by him. When Jesus walked on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and looked out to Peter and Andrew and to James and John, and he said, come and follow me, there was something about Jesus, just the person of Jesus, that those four jumped out of their boats, immediately left their fishing lives, their profession, to follow Jesus. They didn't care where he was going to lead them. They didn't care anything other than, this is a man that has something that we
yeah.
need, that we like. They were so captivated by Jesus himself. These other people were just captivated by the food. So his words to eat his flesh and to drink his blood were very difficult for them to take. Now, when somebody, and this is the work of the Spirit, The Spirit takes the things of the Lord Jesus. He makes them known to us. The Spirit will open up our eyes to see Jesus for who he is. We see the light of the glory of God shining in the face of Christ Jesus. That's when we're ready to receive. So if somebody is still just interested in what Jesus might give them instead of Jesus Christ himself, they're going to go away in these hard words. But that doesn't mean they're lost forever. That just means that right then and there, something else would captivated their minds. God will bring them back in his timing. So God has granted for all to be saved simply by calling on the name of Jesus Christ. And when they see Jesus for who he is, then they're ready to receive him for who he is. Confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord because they've believed in their heart that God raised him from the dead.
Yeah. Good stuff, Tom. Thank you for that question. We appreciate it. And friends, you can drop a question to us if you address us at bob@basicgospel.net or call that number 844-322-2742. Sometimes we get notes from our listeners that don't actually have a question. This is one from David. He says, I was passing through Fort Worth recently and tuned into your program. It was awesome. I found the website when I got home to Houston, and now I'll be listening every day. Thanks, God, guys, and God bless you for spreading the gospel. So that's a very nice comment, and we love hearing from our listeners. Yeah. Final question. This is a short and sweet from Peggy. She says, will God ever stop chasing us?
Well, no. I mean, until we believe him. I mean, his desire is for none to perish, all to come to repentance and receive eternal life. That's God's desire. Yeah. And so he sent his Spirit out into the world. His Spirit is going to person, from person to person to person, with this job to convict the world wrong about sin and the fact that they do not believe in Jesus, to show them that righteousness is found in Jesus and Jesus alone, and to show them that Jesus has already judged the world. So that's the work of the Spirit. And God's desire is for people to listen to the Spirit and receive Christ Jesus. So he's going to continue that work. He does that through us as believers in Christ. He does that through the church. He sends this message concerning his son out there into the world. And so through that, he is chasing people. He is on their heels, trying to bring them to truth, to snatch them out of this world and put them into the kingdom of his son. Now, he's been called the Hound of Heaven, and he's chasing after us. But it's a chasing after us that is compelled by his love for us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so vitally important for us to know. It's like a man who's in love with a woman who chases after her. Why does he do that? Because his love for her is compelling him to do so. And what does he want? He wants relationship. Yeah. He wants to be connected. That is God's desire for us. Sin and death disconnected us from God in the garden. And in Christ, God is reconnecting us. That's the good news of the gospel. And so God is sending forth this message out there into the world through the body of Christ to bring people, to draw people unto himself so that they can be in relationship with him, so that they can experience new life, abundant life through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate hearing from all of those of you who have questions for us, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can drop a question to bob@basicgospel.net, or you can call and record it at 844-322-2742. You know, every Friday we discuss hard-to-understand passages of Scripture, and if you missed it in the previous weeks, you can find them in the radio archive at basicgospel.net. And if you have a particularly troubling passage, why, we'd love to hear about it from you. So you can drop it to us, and we'll discuss it later on this program called Basic Gospel. Please remember also, friends, that Basic Gospel depends upon your prayers and generosity to keep the good news coming. And with your donation in the month of August, we have a very, very special gift for you. It's the new DVD series by Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. It's called Your Living Hope. Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy. Again, it's called Your Living Hope. Again, 844-322-2742 to make your donation, or click donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for that Hard Passages edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.